Now let's sit down on the bench and make ourselves comfortable. Why not spend some time just sitting in the sun? It's allowed, even for housemates. Fortunately, Carsten remembered to plan for some nice little squares at regular intervals. So you can always have a rest, meet the neighbours, spend some time chatting. Now, come on and sit next to me.
All right, just give me a minute. What's this stone here? Royal Prussian Cadet Corps.
Oh, that's to do with the cadets. The military are everywhere in Lichterfelde.
The military? How come?
Yes, smart, dashing lads with their fine-looking uniforms. Oh, they're a sight to behold, I can tell you.
But...
And then there are the instructors, the officers and their families, all to provide the next generation of soldiers for our empire. That was very important to Carsten, the cadet school and all.
You mean the 92 acres he handed over to the state?
Exactly. In other words, the site, including its development. The cadet school used to be somewhere in the centre of Berlin, but they ran out of room there, so they moved out here. And Carsten was even given a title in exchange for his generous donation. He became Johann Anton Wilhelm von Carsten Lichterfelde. Sounds good, doesn't it?
Yes. And yet the cadet school somehow almost drove him into his grave.
Well, how was he to know that just 2 years later there'd be a stock market crash and he'd have to go deep into debt to keep all the promises he'd made to the military? He had to build a railway line to transport the building material to the construction site free of charge. And there was building material galore. He also had to build a gasworks and waterworks, pave the roads and so on and so forth.
That was pretty careless. For a financial investor, very odd.
Well, that was right after the war. The Prussians had beaten the French. The German Reich had been founded. And people were full of enthusiasm. He did it in the spirit of patriotism. At least that's what it says on the deed of gift that was enclosed in the foundation stone. But then there was one slip-up after another. The economy went down the drain, and within a few years, Carsten was bankrupt. He tried to save himself and went to court, but he lost case after case. It's really not smart to get into an argument with the military in Prussia.
Stands to reason.
And then, at some point, he died. Poor as a church mouse.
Oh dear. All squandered.
But everything worked out just fine for Lichterfelde, because along with the thousands of officer candidates, plenty of other people moved to Lichterfelde. Teachers, civil servants, aristocratic families.
And of course, maids, gardeners and other staff.
Exactly. But now it's time for us to stop chatting. We should move on into Paulinenstrasse, diagonally to our left. There are a few more of Gustav Lilienthal's castle houses coming up on the left, with turrets and a drawbridge and all the bells and whistles.
A drawbridge?
Yes, that was another of Lilienthal's tricks. To make sure the lower ground floor had plenty of light, he simply had the plot dug out a little as if they were digging a moat. That way, the light can still get to the windows down there. And up above, you walk across the drawbridge to enter the house. Pretty clever, eh? Yes, Lilienthal really knows every trick in the book, I can tell you that much.